بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, we come to the 21st hadith from this blessed compilation Al-Arba'un An-Nawawiyyah. And it is the hadith of Sufyan ibn Abdullah. An Abi Amrin وقيل أبي عمرة سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. This hadith is narrated by this companion سفيان ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه. He says, I said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا, tell me something, give me a word or an admonishment in Islam, لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدٍ غَيْرَكَ, that I don't need to ask anybody else regarding this admonishment. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I have iman in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, and then be upright and firm. So this hadith was narrated by a companion, Sufyan ibn Abdullah. And he is Sufyan ibn Abdullah ibn Rabi'a al-Thaqafi al-Ta'ifi. Al-Thaqafi meaning from the tribe of Thaqif, Bani Thaqif. And Bani Thaqif are a tribe which have lived in Ta'if and western Hijaz before Islam, i.e. during Jahiliyyah, and even till today, they live in Ta'if. And this companion, Sufyan ibn Abdullah, his kunya was differed over. And that's why Al-Imam al-Nawawi said, he is either Abu Amrin, or he is Abu Amrah. And Sufyan ibn Abdullah, he had a number of children, sons, amongst them Asim, and Abdullah, Alqamah, Amr, and Abu al-Hakam and others. And not much is known regarding this companion except that after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he made him a wali in al-Ta'if, i.e. the ruler of al-Ta'if, or his representative in al-Ta'if. And also Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to employ Sufyan ibn Abdullah in collecting zakah from the people of al-Ta'if, and therein he died. And this, in this hadith, this virtuous companion, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this hadith, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked from him some advice. However, he wanted this advice to be concise yet comprehensive. So not something which is too long and too difficult to understand, something which is easier to understand, plain to understand, and something which is concise, only a few words, yet it is comprehensive. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, give me some advice, give me an admonishment which is clear and easy, simple to understand. And it's so simple, لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك, that I don't need to ask anybody else regarding this advice. Meaning I don't need to ask somebody to explain the advice which you have given. It has to be something which is easy for me to understand. Give me the summary of this affair. Tell me what is an obligation upon me in my life, so I can understand it, memorize it, comprehend it, and implement it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised him with only five words. this concise yet comprehensive wasi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was only 5 words. He said, "Qul, say, amantu billahi, I have iman in Allah, thumma, and then istaqim, be mustaqim, be upright and firm upon this." And this hadith was collected by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih, in the book of Al-Iman, Kitab al-Iman, in the chapter of Bab Jami' Awsaf al-Islam, the chapter of the core meanings or descriptions of Al-Islam. And this hadith is one of those ahadith infarada bihi Muslim an al-Bukhari. Now this hadith is only contained in Sahih Muslim, it isn't contained in Sahih al-Bukhari. And the muhadithun, they say, infarada bihi Muslim an al-Bukhari. That this hadith, it is unique to Sahih Muslim and it is not found in Sahih al-Bukhari. And Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimullah said that Sufyan ibn Abdullah, he only has this hadith in Sahih Muslim. There is no other hadith of Sufyan ibn Abdullah apart from this hadith. And this hadith of his, this incident in which he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this has been narrated by various narrators, including some of his own sons. So in one of the narrations, his son Abdullah narrated from his father Sufyan. And in another narration, his other son Abu al-Hakam, he narrated this hadith from his father. However, with a different wording, and that is that Sufyan said, "I said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me something in Islam which I don't need to ask anybody else besides you." And then the Prophet said, "Qul Rabbi Allah thumma istaqim." Say, "My Lord is Allah," and then be firm. Also, this hadith is found in An-Nasa'i and the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad with a different wording, that Sufyan came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, murni bi amrin fil Islam, command me with something from Al-Islam." And also Ibn Majah and At-Tirmidhi, both of them have also narrated this hadith with a different wording. And Al-Imam At-Tirmidhi, he mentioned this hadith in Kitab Zuhud, in his Sunan. However, he mentioned it under the chapter of Bab Ma Ja'a fi Hifdh al-Lisan, the chapter of the narrations which have been mentioned regarding guarding the tongue. Now, what does this statement of the Prophet, "Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim," have to do with the guarding of the tongue? Because always the scholars of hadith, their understanding of the hadith, it can be seen in the abwab which they place it under. And this is why the ulama, they say that Sahih al-Bukhari is a book of fiqh and hadith, not only a book of hadith. It's a book of hadith in that the hadith are mentioned. It's also a book of fiqh, because the fiqh of the hadith is according to the chapter titles which Al-Imam al-Bukhari gave. This was his understanding of the hadith. So Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, he mentioned this hadith in the chapter of Hifdh al-Lisan, guarding the tongue. And this is because in the narration of At-Tirmidhi, there is an extra wording in this hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to the companion, "Qul Rabbi Allah thumma istaqim." Say, "My Lord is Allah," and then be upright and firm. Then Sufyan said to him, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, ma akhwafu ma takhafu alayya." What is that thing which you fear the most upon me? He said, فَأَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بِلِسَانِهِ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he took hold of his tongue like this. And then he said, هَذَا, this. And this is from the benefits of searching and investigating the other chains of narrations and the other wordings of the ahadith, that sometimes you come upon different meanings and extra additions of the hadith. So this man, Sufyan ibn Abdullah, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asked him for advice. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, qulli fil Islami qawlan. Tell me of an advice or an admonishment in Islam, and it's simple, so that la as'alu anhu ahadan ghayr, that I don't need to ask anybody else after you regarding its explanation. And this also shows us how the companions were, that they would always request from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that which is beneficial to them. They only used to ask those questions to the Prophet which were beneficial to them, so they could learn and also act and implement upon this advice. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him these five words: قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I have iman in Allah, and be firm or upright upon this. And this is from Jawami' al-Kalim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was given the ability to say very few words, and these few words, they contain deep, profound meanings. And this is called Jawami' al-Kalim. So whereas other people may have to say a paragraph or give a lecture or write books, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could say three or four words, and yet the meanings which they contain is equal to the book that other people write. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the ahadith, "Ala inni utitu jawami' al-kalim." Verily, I have been given the jawami' al-kalim, this ability to be very concise and clear in my statements, but the statement contains deep and profound meanings. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised him with two things: al-imanu billah, having iman in Allah, and al-istiqamah, and being upright and firm upon al-Islam. And in these two things, al-imanu billah wal-istiqamah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he combined all of the religion and all of the meanings of the religion. So our religion of Islam and the essence of Islam, it is contained within these two advices: al-imanu billah, al-istiqamah, having iman in Allah and being upright upon this iman. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qul amantu billah," say, "I have iman in Allah," meaning in your heart. In your heart, have iman in Allah and profess this iman upon your tongue. So this is the first aspect of our religion, the aspect of the heart. And then he said, "Thumma istaqim," and then be upright, meaning be upright upon your limbs, upon your jawarih. And this is the second aspect of our religion, the actions which you do upon your limbs. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with these two words, "Amantu billahi thumma istaqim," he covered the whole religion. That which is hidden in your heart, and this is iman, and that which is apparent and people can see it, and this is al-istiqamah, being upright upon the religion. And this shows you the fiqh of al-Imam al-Nawawi, because it is al-Imam al-Nawawi who made the tabweeb of Sahih Muslim. So the organization of Sahih Muslim and the chapter titles of Sahih Muslim is actually from al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimullah, not from al-Imam al-Muslim, as the ulama have mentioned. So how did al-Imam al-Nawawi chapterize this hadith? He said, "Bab Jami' Awsaf al-Islam," the chapter of the essence or the core of the description of al-Islam. Two things: al-Imanu billah and al-Istiqamah. So al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimullah, he understood from this hadith that this hadith contains the whole of the religion. All of the meanings of the religion are contained in this single hadith. These five words which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he uttered: al-Imanu billah and al-Istiqamah. As I said, al-Iman ay bil-qalb, in the heart, and al-Istiqamah bil-jawarih, upon the limbs. And this hadith shows that it isn't sufficient for a person to be a Muslim that he just says upon his tongue, "I have iman in Allah," or he just accepts iman in his heart. Rather, he has to then act upon Islam. He has to practice his religion. There has to be istiqamah. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qul amantu billah thumma istaqim." If you want to know Islam and you want to be a Muslim, then you have to do these two things. you have to have iman in Allah in your heart, and you have to also practice your religion and be upright upon your religion, upon your limbs. And we have mentioned previously that in Islam, there's no such thing as a practicing Muslim and a non-practicing Muslim, like there is in Christianity. So this type of categorization, it has come upon the Muslims from the Christians. So they have churchgoers, and they are the practicing Christians. And then they have another group who profess Christianity, but they don't practice it. Meaning if on a form they were to choose their faith, which box to tick, they would tick Christianity. But it doesn't mean that they are practicing. In Islam, we don't have this. Every Muslim has to be upon istiqamah. Every Muslim has to be practicing and being upright upon their religion. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first command he gave him was, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I have iman in Allah. Meaning accept the iman of Allah in your heart. His rububiyyah, his uluhiyyah, his asma, his as-sifat, his af'al. Accept this in your heart. So this is a command for tawheed and iman and ikhlas in the heart. And the asl of the istiqamah of a person is that which is in the heart. So al-istiqamah, being firm and upright upon the religion, where does it start? It starts in the heart, the tawheed of the heart and the iman of the heart. So for this reason, if the heart of a person is corrupt, then his actions will be corrupt. And conversely, the corruption of a person's actions, they show the corruption of a person's heart. So this works both ways. That if a person's heart, if a person's iman, and if a person's tawheed is corrupt, then his actions will also be corrupt. And if a person's actions are corrupt, then this shows the corruption of a person's heart. And Ibn Rajab rahimullah, he said in the explanation of this hadith in Jami' al-Ulum al-Hikam, he said, showing the relationship between the heart and the limbs and the actions, he said, فَمَتَ اسْتَقَامَ الْقَلْبُ عَلَىٰ مَعْرِفَةِ اللَّهِ. That whenever a person's heart is upright in his knowledge of Allah, وَعَلَىٰ خَشْيَتِهِ, and his humility in front of Allah, وَإِجْلَالِهِ, and his exaltation of Allah, وَمَهَابَتِهِ, and its fear of Allah, وَمَحَبَّتِهِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ وَرَجَائِهِ, and how much it loves Allah and it wants Allah and it places its hope in Allah, وَدُعَائِهِ وَتَوَكُّلِ عَلَيْهِ, and a person's supplication to Allah and the heart's reliance upon Allah, وَالْإِعْرَاضِ عَمَّا سِوَاهِ, and the heart turning away from anything which is besides Allah. Whenever the heart is like this, when this heart has this knowledge of Allah, this awareness of Allah, this love of Allah, fear of Allah, respect of Allah, exaltation of Allah, dependence upon Allah, he said, إِسْتَقَامَتِ الْجَوَارِحِ, then the limbs will also become upright. كُلُّهَا عَلَىٰ طَاعَتِهِ, all of them upon obedience to Allah. فَإِنَّ الْقَلْبُ هُوَ مَلِكُ الْأَعْضَىٰ, because the heart is the ruler of the limbs. The heart is the king of the limbs. وَهِيَ جُنُودُهُ, and the limbs are the soldiers of the heart. So the heart is the king, and the limbs or the actions of a person are the soldiers. فَإِذَا اسْتَقَامَ الْمَلِكِ اِسْتَقَامَتْ جُنُودُهُ. So whenever the king is upright and has authority, then the soldiers are also upright and they are strong. And also in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ إِيمَانُ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ قَلْبُهُ, that the iman of a person will not be upright, will never be upright until the heart of a person is upright. وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ قَلْبُهُ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ لِسَانُهُ, and the heart of a person will never be upright until the tongue of a person is upright. Meaning there is a relationship between the heart and the actions. So if the heart is upright, then the actions are upright. And if the heart is corrupt, then the actions are corrupt. And righteous actions indicate a righteous heart, and evil actions indicate an evil heart. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir, "Ala inna fil jasadi mudgha," that verily there is a piece of flesh in the body. إذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله وإذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله. If it becomes corrupt, the other limbs become corrupt. And if it is rectified and righteous, then the limbs are rectified and righteous. He said, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Verily, it is the heart. So this is the first thing which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he admonished this companion with. Pay attention to your heart. Before anything else, before your actions, before the actions of other people, rectify your own heart. And what should you rectify it with? Iman. Iman meaning tawheed and ikhlas, tawakkul, muhabba, khawf, all of these other actions of the heart. And then secondly, thumma istaqim. Then have al-istiqama. Al-istiqama meaning that upon your limbs, once your heart is rectified with tawheed and iman and Islam and guidance, then be upright in your with your limbs. Act upon this iman. And al-istiqama, being upright upon Islam, practicing Islam, fulfilling the obligations of Islam, there are many, many ayat in the Quran which have come with the command of al-istiqama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Have istiqama, be upright and firm as you have been ordered to do so. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And those who repent along with you. وَلَا تَطْغَوْ. And do not oppress. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Because Allah is all-seeing of that which you do. So Allah began this ayah by commanding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with istiqama. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Ay, فَاسْتَقِمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Be upright as you have been ordered, meaning, O Muhammad, be upright as you have been ordered. And then his followers as well. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And also those believers who are repentful or repented along with you, they should also be upon istiqama. They should also practice and be firm upon which was more, not severe, but which was greater upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam than this ayah. Ibn Abbas said that when this ayah was revealed, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Be firm and upright, O Muhammad, as you have been ordered to do so, that this ayah had an effect upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam like no other ayah had an effect. And this ayah, if I'm not incorrect, it is in Surah Hud. And one day some of the companions, they noticed how the hairs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were becoming grey. And they said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, Shayyabta, O Messenger of Allah, you have becoming old, can see grey and white hair in your beard. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said those famous words, Shayyabatni Hud, that Hud has made me become grey, meaning Surah Hud. And the meaning of the Surah Al-Hud, like this ayah, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, this has had a deep, profound effect upon me. So much so that I have aged because of the commands which have come in Surah Hud. And also Allah said in the Quran, ordering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the people, I am merely a man like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. And revelation has come to me. أَنَّمَا إِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ. That verily your ilah is a single ilah. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ. So be upright for him. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. And seek forgiveness. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. And woe be to the people of ash-shirk. And in other ayat, Allah mentioned the reward which He rewards the people of istiqamah. Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That those people who say our Lord is Allah, and then they are firm. And this is where this hadith is taken from. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sufyan ibn Abdullah, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. In the other wording he said, قُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say my Lord is Allah, and then be firm. Because this is what Allah ordered him with. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those people who say our Lord is Allah, and then they have al-istiqama. What is the reward for these people? Allah said, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that the angels, they come down upon them. And they say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, do not fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and do not worry. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and for you are the glad tidings of Jannah. أَلَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, that which you were promised. And in the other ayah, Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that those people who say, our Lord is Allah, and then they are upright upon this, like the Prophet said, قُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ, Allah said, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, they have no worry and they have no grief. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, they are the people of Al-Jannah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and they will abide in it for eternity. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, as a reward for that which they used to do. Allah says, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, we are your protectors in this dunya. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and also in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, and for you will be whatever yourselves desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. So also this is a reward for the people of Iman and Al-Istiqama. And these ayah, they show us that it isn't enough for a person to say, I have Iman in Allah in my heart, and then after that he does nothing. No salah, no siyam, no sadaqah, no ilm, does not know Allah, does not know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing. He says, but I have Iman. This isn't sufficient. Because Allah said in the Quran that those people who say our Lord is Allah, and then they have istiqama, then they practice the religion of Allah, then Allah said, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, for you is the glad tidings of Jannah. And in the other ayah, بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, because of that which they used to do. Not only because of the iman and the knowledge, but the actions which they used to do. And Allah said in the Quran that He will say to them, أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, enter into Jannah because of the actions which you used to do. Not بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, not because of the knowledge which you had or you memorized, because of the actions. So in this dunya, we are obligated to seek knowledge. But in the akhirah, we will not enter into Jannah based upon the knowledge which we had. Rather, people will only enter into Jannah based upon the actions which they did. And we have to understand this. In this dunya, we are ordered to seek knowledge. In the akhirah, Allah will not enter the people into Jannah because of their knowledge. He will enter them into Jannah because of their actions upon this knowledge. And this ayah, it is mentioned that whenever Al-Hasan Al-Basri, rahmullah, when he used to recite this ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, verily those people who say our Lord is Allah, then they are upright and firm, he would make the dua, اللَّهُمَّ أَنْتَ رَبِّي فَارْزُقْنِي الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ, oh Allah, you are my Lord, so bestow upon me istiqama. Make me firm and upright upon your religion. And what is the meaning of al-istiqama? Al-istiqama, the statements of the Salaf and the scholars, they differ with many different meanings, but all of them revolve around the same meanings. So al-istiqama, it is al-thabat, being firm upon the religion of Allah, being upright upon the religion of Allah. It is luzum as-sirat al-mustaqim. It is abiding by or upon the straight path. That a person doesn't deviate from the straight path. A person doesn't follow desires. A person doesn't follow innovations. A person doesn't go towards the areas of doubt. Al-istiqamah is respecting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exalting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also al-istiqama is a person magnifying those things which Allah has forbidden. So he's scared of those things and he stays away from them. Istiqama is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istiqama is staying away from the innovations and hating the innovations and anything which opposes the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, al-istiqama is a person benefiting his own self and then trying to benefit other people. by calling them to al-Islam. So this is also al-Istiqamah, not only being upright in your religion, but helping other people to be upright upon Tawheed and upon guidance. Like Allah said in the Quran, فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Allah said, so this, call to it and be upright as you have been ordered. Two things. That give da'wah to the people and be upright as you have been ordered. So a part of istiqamah is being upright and then helping other people to be firm and upright upon the religion. And having istiqamah doesn't mean that you are free from sins or you never fall into a sin. So the Muslim who is mustaqim, who is upright and firm, doesn't mean that he's free from sins. Rather, it means that yes, he commits sins, but he's upright upon seeking forgiveness and making a tawbah. Because Allah said in one of the ayat which I mentioned previously, He said, فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. Be upright for His sake, be firm upon His religion, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا, and also seek forgiveness. So in this ayah, Allah mentioned these two things, that you should have istiqamah, and however much you are trying to be upon istiqamah, you will not be able to be perfect. You will make sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. So seek forgiveness for your sins. And Ibn Rajab rahimullah, in this ayah, he said that in this ayah, فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا, the fact that Allah combined between istiqamah and istighfar, He said, إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّهُ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ تَقْصِيرٍ فِي الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ, that this ayah shows us that for sure there will be some deficiency on your behalf, on your account when it comes to al-istiqamah. However much you try to practice the religion of Allah, for sure there will be some deficiency. There will be some sins. And for this reason, he said, فَيُجْبَرُ ذَٰلِكَ بِالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. So these deficiencies which you have, even though you try your best, these deficiencies will be made up by the istighfar which you are making. And it is like the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. That Allah said, have taqwa of Allah wherever you may be. And regardless of how much you try to have at-taqwa, you will fall into sins. So how do you cover this deficiency and fulfill this deficiency? Follow up a bad deed by doing a good deed, and it will wipe it away. So all of this is the general meaning of al-istiqamah, practicing the religion and being upright upon Islam and fulfilling this iman by being firm upon the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person might ask that when it comes to practicing my religion, I find it difficult. So what are those things which will help me upon istiqamah, upon being firm and upright upon the obedience to Allah? And there are a number of things, and we will mention six from amongst them. The first thing which helps you upon obeying Allah is obeying Allah. The first thing which helps a person upon obedience to Allah is showing obedience to Allah. Meaning, strive and try hard to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strive against your soul and your desires to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you do so, the more Allah will help you in being upright and practicing His religion. And the most important aspect of al-istiqamah is the salah, the five daily prayers. So being diligent over the five daily prayers is an avenue towards al-istiqamah. So if you have istiqamah upon the salawat, then Allah helps you towards further istiqamah. Because we know that iman increases and it decreases. How does iman increase? By doing righteous deeds. So the more righteous deeds you do, the higher a person's iman increases. And also we know that Allah rewards a person with goodness for goodness. Meaning, when a person does an act of goodness, Allah will reward him by making further acts of goodness easy for him. Like Allah said in the Quran, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, that we will make ease easy for him. meaning we will make goodness easy for the person of goodness. The more good you do, the more Allah will help you to do more and more good. And also, conversely, the more evil a person does, the more Allah allows him to go towards the evil. Nas'al Allah salam wal afiyah. So this is the first thing. The second thing which helps a person upon al-istiqamah is seeking knowledge, learning about al-Islam. And the asl of knowledge is al-ilmu billah, having knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more a person learns about Allah and studies Tawheed, and he knows how great Allah is and how merciful and loving Allah is, and at the same time how mighty and severe Allah is in his punishment, the more a person loves Allah, exalts Allah, and therefore exalts his commandments. And therefore this helps a person to be upright. This is why we see that the ulama, they are the most upright of the people. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى, that those people who have the most khashiyah of Allah are those who know Him the most. Because the more knowledge you have of Allah, your heart is attached to Allah, the higher the istiqamah of your limbs is. Also, al-ikhlas, that any action which you do, then do them sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this begins with trying to conceal your righteous actions. So if your righteous actions are only what people can see, when people see you, then it is righteousness. And as for that which is between you and Allah, there is no righteous actions, then this is going to corrupt your heart. So when you hide your actions, i.e. you do certain acts of righteousness which nobody else knows, only Allah knows these hasanat which you are doing, this will help you upon al-istiqamah. Because this is true tawheed, where nobody can praise you, nobody can see you, you've not mentioned it to anybody, it is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ikhlas, it helps you upon istiqamah. Also, al-du'a, making du'a to Allah, that He makes you mustaqim, that He makes you firm upon His religion, upright upon His religion. And already we mentioned the du'a of Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimullah. He would say, Allahumma anta rabbi farzuqni al-istiqamah. He would say, oh Allah, you are my Lord, so help me upon istiqamah. And we say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Oh Allah, you alone do we worship, and only your help do we seek. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So guide us to the path, which one? Al-mustaqim. The path of al-istiqamah. The clear, straight path, which has no deviation in it. And also, the dua of the prophets. Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he used to say, Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah wa min dhurriyati. Oh my Lord, make me muqeem. Ay mustaqim. So this word istiqama, it comes from qaf, waw, mim, from iqama and al-qiyam. So oh Allah, make me muqim as-salah, ay mustaqim upon your salah, upright and diligent upon the prayers. Wa min dhurriyati, and also from my children. Rabbana taqabbal du'a. Oh Allah, accept my supplication. And also we say after each salah, Allahumma a'inni, O Allah, help me upon your shukr and upon your dhikr, wa husni ibadatik, and help me upon worshipping you properly, meaning al-istiqama. Also, from those things which help a person upon istiqama is the recitation of the Qur'an. And reciting the Qur'an a lot, especially with at-tadabbur, contemplating over its meanings. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described His book as guiding to everything which is upright. Allah said in the Quran, Inna hadhal Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. Verily this Quran, it guides to that which is aqwam. Aqwam, ay mustaqim, upright and firm and righteous. And Allah said in the Quran, In huwa illa dhikru lil alameen liman sha'a minkum an yastaqim. That verily in it, i.e. the Qur'an, is a reminder for the people. For who? whoever wants to be mustaqim, whoever wants to be upright upon the religion. So whoever wants to be upright upon the religion, then look into the book of Allah, ponder the book of Allah. Also, from those matters which helps a person practice his religion is righteous companionship and staying away from the people of laziness and those who are not practicing, and staying away from those places in which there is clear sinning. Because accompanying people who are lazy in their salah, lazy in their istiqamah, it weakens the heart of a person, because you're dragged down to their level. And accompanying those people who are strong in their iman and strong in their actions, it strengthens the heart of a person. And the Arabs, they say, As-sahibu yusahibu. As-sahibu yusahibu. Similar sounding words, As-sahab and As-sahab. The only difference is the sad and the seen. So sad haba is your friend and your companion. Seen haba is to be pulled towards something. So they say, As-sahibu yusahibu. That your companion, he pulls you towards his way. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi," that a person is upon the way, the religion, the actions of his beloved friend and companion. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He ordered with al-istiqamah in the ayat which I recited previously, He also mentioned companionship. Allah said in the Quran, "Fastaqim kama umirta," that be upright and be upon istiqama, O Prophet, as you've been ordered. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, and those people who have repented along with you, are your companions. All of you be together and be upon al-istiqama. Then he said, وَلَا تَطْغَوْ, and do not oppress. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, because Allah is all watchful or watchful over that which you do. And then Allah said, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, and do not rely and go towards those people who make dhulm. So look in this ayah, after mentioning istiqamah, Allah mentioned friendship and companionship. He said, be upright, you and your friends, your companions who have made tawbah along with you. And then in the second ayah, He said, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, and do not go towards those people who oppress, because it can also affect you, and it can weaken your resolve and weaken your heart. And Allah said, فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, and then the fire, it will come to all of you. Not only the people of dhulm, but also those people who are friends with the people of dhulm. Because of their dhulm and your companionship of them, then this fire, it touches all of you. So these are some of the avenues which help a person upon al-istiqamah. And then finally, what do we benefit from this hadith? Many benefits. As I mentioned, firstly, this hadith is an evidence of the ability of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for jawami' al-kalim. That he had this unique ability to say very few words, maybe only three or four words, four or five words, and volumes can be written in the explanation of these words. He said, "Inni utitu jawami' al-kalim." The hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said, "Verily, I've been given this ability to say a few words with many profound meanings." This hadith is also an evidence of the righteousness of the companions, and how the companions were always focused on benefiting themselves in seeking advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, from the benefits of this companion of this hadith, from the benefits of this hadith is the intelligence of Sufyan ibn Abdullah. That when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, "Give me an answer. لا أسأله عنه أحدا بعدك." That I don't want to ask anybody else besides you. So he qualified his question. He said, "I want something from you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is concise, which is clear, which I can understand, which is self-explanatory, so I don't have to go to anybody else." This shows the intelligence which he had. And they say that the intelligence of a person can be seen from the questions he asks, not only from the answers which he gives. Also from the benefits of this hadith is the etiquettes of asking a question. That when you ask a question, make your question concise and make it to the point. So it should be jami'un mani'un shamilun. That it covers that which you want, but at the same time it should be concise and clear. So when this answer is given to you, you don't need to go to anybody else and say, what did the Shaykh mean by the answer which he gave? Also, from the benefits of this hadith is the intelligence of the muhaddithin and the fiqh of the muhaddithin. Because Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimullah, he understood from this hadith that this is an evidence of Jawami' al-Kalim. And he understood from this hadith that this hadith covers all of the religion. And this is why he entitled the chapter Bab Jami' Awsaf al-Islam, the chapter of the core meanings of al-Islam. And then he mentioned this hadith. Also, from the benefits of this hadith is that all of Islam is contained within two things: al-Imanu billah and al-Istiqama, i.e. the actions of the heart and then the actions of the limbs. Also from the benefits of this hadith mentioned by Ibn Uthameen rahimullah is that sometimes when the people want to describe a person who is, in inverted commas, practicing, they say fulan, he is multazim. Multazim meaning he is practicing. And Shaykh Ibn Uthameen rahimullah said this is incorrect. We should not use the word multazim. Rather, we should use the word mustaqim. So don't say fulan is multazim, say fulan is mustaqim. Why? Because this is the wording of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And whenever we have something in the Qur'an and the Sunnah, it is better to use that wording than any other wording. And you find this amongst the Arab speakers. They say fulan rajulun multazim. That so and so he is a diligent person. And rather they should say rajulun mustaqim. Also Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimullah, he mentions that this hadith is another evidence for the two conditions of the validity of any action. We know that any ibadah is not accepted except by al-ikhlas and al-ittiba'. And the ulama, they call these two matters shurut qubul al-amal, the two conditions of the acceptance of any ibadah. Ibn Uthaymeen said that this hadith is an evidence of these two conditions. Because al-imanu billah is al-ikhlas. And al-istiqama is following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And finally, from the benefits of this hadith is that a person should always question his own self and always hold himself to account. That is he upon istiqama or is he not upon al-istiqama? So if he is upon istiqama, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because istiqama is one of the greatest blessings which Allah has bestowed upon a person. And if a person isn't upon istiqama, then change your ways and be upright upon the religion and practice al-Islam. So if your salah is only one jum'ah to another jum'ah, in 7 days the only salah you pray is one jum'ah and then the next jum'ah, are you upon Islam? Are you upon al-istiqama? If your relationship with the masjid is only on Jum'ah, 7 days you are not seen in the masjid except from Jum'ah to Jum'ah. Or even worse, from Ramadan to Ramadan. Or even worse, from Eid to Eid. Then is this Islam? Are you upon istiqama? Has Iman really entered into your heart? If there's no fasting, there's no charity, is this istiqama, is this Islam? If you know nothing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know nothing about his companions. In fact, more severe, you know nothing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know at-tawheed. You don't have a connection and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has Iman really entered into your heart? Is this al-istiqama? If your appearance, men and especially women, is not the appearance of al-Islam, is this al-istiqama? So this is why a person should always hold himself to account. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-thabat wal-istiqama. Allahumma anta rabbuna farzuqna al-istiqama. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'an
وعملا صالحا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم إنا نسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد. اللهم إنا نسألك شكر نعمتك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك قلبا سليما وعملا صالحا. اللهم إنا نسألك مما تعلم ونعوذ بك مما تعلم ونستغفرك لما تعلم، إنك أنت علام الغيوب. وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.